The people on the ship seemed to hear the shouting, for there were cries in a strange language from aboard, and it moved towards them, nearer and nearer.
"Wake up, Kamikaze! Wake up! There really is a ship!" cried Fishlegs. "In fact, more than one ship!"
And when Kamikaze opened her eyes, there they were, seven ships, and standing on the front of the deck of the first one, straight and tall as a figurehead, and holding aloft a flare in her right hand so they could see through the mist, was Bear Cub's grandmother.
"I hope we're not too late," she said,
and then she saw Hiccup's prone body on the table.
"But I see we may be,"
she said, with sorrow, but also perhaps a certain amount of gloomy satisfaction. There were seven Wanderer ships that had followed the American Dream 2 across the Great West Ocean. Wanderers are the best trackers in the world, so they are good people to have following you. They had known they were getting close to the American Dream 2 for the past hour because they'd begun to pick up a trail of the wreckage strewn in the sea. Candlesticks, barrels of vegetables and jars of beer, chairs, oars, maps, cups, swords and saucepans, all the mad remains of a doomed voyage. They picked up all that they could find in case it would be useful or valuable because wanderers are not a wealthy people and this was riches to them. One of the ships had even retrieved Norbert's defective flying machine and balanced it on the back of its deck so that it looked as if it were about to take off into the sky. Bear Cub's grandmother had begun to think that Hiccup had drowned or landed on the shores of America when they spotted the floating table in the distance. It turned out that Bear Cub's grandmother was a surprisingly good nurse for one so good at cursing. She was much better at it than old Wrinkly, the doctor of the hooligan tribe, whose cures and potions of seagulls' droppings mixed with spiders' webs often made you feel somewhat worse than you did before you went to see him. A couple of hours and some of Bear Cub's grandmother's medicine later, and Hiccup's eyes opened to see the faces of Fishlegs, Kamikaze, the Stormfly, Toothless, Bear Cub and Bear Cub's grandmother looking down at him.
"I thought you'd left us,"
said Hiccup to Bear Cub's grandmother in surprise.
"Why did you think that?"
snapped Bear Cub's grandmother.
"We could not follow you in those titchy little landing boats. We had to fetch some proper ships. We wanderers are a people of our world, unlike some other people I can mention."